Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Load them back to Canada, boys. Get out of here. Go back to Canada.
guy outside the garden last night with a leaf blower.
Oh, bleep blower? Tony from Shirley?
He was bleep blowing.
Bleep blower? Geez.
Yeah.
It didn't sound gas powered. That wasn't it.
Blowing them back to Canada, boys.
Sounds more like a vacuum.
Sounds like a dustbuster.
Sounds like one of those battery-operated inflatables.
Something
devices.
Jim would use for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the one you get the kids that has sounder. The little balls that spin around when you push the button.
Yes. Yes. That's what he had last night. He was sending the Leafs back to Montreal. Last night after the game. Get it out. You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Last night after the game, our friends at WBZ TV. Okay. Had one of their reporters stationed outside the garden, wanted to capture the...
They did send a sports person, correct? I hope they just didn't send like roving Joe reporter.
Well, no, they sent Jim Smith, award-winning journalist and news reporter,
okay,
who you typically see handling like a serious sort of story, right? You've got him, you know, covering what's happening in a major legal case.
Like a trial, yes.
He's at a courthouse. He's covering major stories, right? He'll be on location, you know, at the State House, even the White House. I mean, this is a real journalist. Well, last night they got him on assignment. Must have been a light news night. They got Jim Smith down on garden duty to get the reaction from the fans. And so credit to them, because I didn't see any other news station last night do this. And this is a layup. You start the news with your guy outside the garden and all the crazy clips of all the crazy Bruins fans. None of the other stations did it. I checked all the other locals.
Huh.
Four had it, WBZ TV.
Yep.
Five didn't do it. Seven didn't do it. NBC 10 didn't do it. They didn't do it.
Oh,
Fox 25 didn't do it.
Our
I checked
morning
all
show
the other
sent
locals.
Sickly Nick Jamelli out there to get some reactions.
Right?
So, I mean, that's kind of the thing you do.
But I thought this reaction was just priceless and just a great way to capture the feeling and emotion outside the garden.
And at this hour, fans are still celebrating. Jim Smith picks up our team coverage. He's live outside of the garden right now. Jim.
Paula and David, it was absolutely electric here on Causeway Street outside of TD Garden all night long. This was a huge win for the Bees, and tonight Bruins Nation is celebrating.
It's awesome. Bruins won, and I love it. We're going on to round two, baby.
First of all, if I could put a thought bubble on the screen last night during the news, as Jim Smith sets this up, he's thinking to himself, I can't believe I have to do this.
I can't believe this is what my life is going
to be. I can't believe I have to do this assignment.
I've won
cat
awards.
Stuck in tree.
Do you know that I actually know how to cover real news stories?
Yeah, these morons.
What am I doing here?
It's awesome. Bruins won, and I love it. We're going on to round two, baby.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, I've been at the hop since four, and I got 11 drinks in me. I had a bucket of popcorn.
She had a little Chucky Bakes in her there.
And some chicken wings. Woo!
Yeah,
she sounds sober.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Outstanding performance. It was just all around. The defense was strong. Offense was strong. We're taking it to the next round. Let's go, Bruins!
Oh, we got this!
It was a party atmosphere outside of the TD Garden as the Bruins now move on to the next round. Stanley Cup dreams still alive.
And that was awesome. And now the better team that was out of it, so I think we have an easy road ahead of us now.
So you're thinking Cup?
I'm thinking Cup, yep. What do you think, Ethan?
Oh, I don't know.
Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're Baltimore? Your purple, what is that, Nation Army? Whatever the hell that thing
he
is.
He sounds like Zoe. Da, 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 that sounds da, like you.
That was a little kid.
Da, da. I don't know.
No.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Ethan, let me ask you a question.
He's so proud of his dad.
Where's your mother? Mommy at her house.
Yeah.
Ah. I thought so.
I go to Mummy's in the morning. Daddy meets her in the McDonald's parking lot.
So, were you at the game last night?
That guy sounds like you.
Let me hear it again.
This guy.
Yeah.
That sounds like
yeah.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Daddy's still singing Third Nation. What is that? What's it? Army. What's the name of the Army? Does it stupid song?
Does this count for one of your weekend nights
Daddy,
with Daddy?
Daddy, do yeah. we have to spend Saturday at the laundromat again?
Yeah.
Do you like going to Daddy's house?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to stay up late every other weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is you.
What was it like inside the
It was insane.
This
the
guy's
came.
This guy?
Yeah, listen to this okay, guy at the right. end. He's got a real strong finish, I think.
I'm still laughing at poor Ethan. Poor
Ethan. What, the boy?
What? I don't know.
Are you allowed to go to bed without brushing your teeth every other weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, here we go.
It was insane. The Bruins came. They showed up tonight. They were insane. It was off the chart. They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody.
Oh.
They're grabbing people over.
Hold on. It gets better.
Easy.
It gets better.
They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody. Scoring all the young guns. The young legs. Yes, young guys.
It was crazy.
Young guys crazy. Everywhere. I dig guys. I dig dudes. Oh, those young guys.
Yes.
It's
young
raining
dudes
men.
Everywhere.
Young it guys. Was raining men tonight.
Young guys.
Young guys.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, young guys.
It's like Wayne and Garth are ordering.
Excuse me, sir. What was the number one thing you noticed out there on the ice tonight?
Yes, young guys.
Oh. What's your favorite part of coming to see the Bruins game?
They were banging everybody. They were...
Wow.
More?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more. Hold on.
What a scene. What a scene.
When did the Bruins adopt that song?
And they didn't.
Yes, young guys.
It was crazy. Crazy, crazy. It was a great game, great series. They did an awesome job.
It was amazing. Everybody was loving it. We killed it.
What was it like inside the building?
Dude, it was loud. It was deafening. I couldn't comprehend. It was exciting.
It was exciting.
Did you know what they played last night? They played that cowboy song.
I heard
my
that.
My horse and take him to the trough.
You like that song, Ethan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Ethan, when Daddy buys two beers, does he make you hold two and he goes back for two more?
Woo! Yeah.
Stand in line right behind me. Two birds limit. I'm going to hand you two. You go sit in the seats. Don't tell the usher.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, nice work there from WBZ TV.
Yeah, good job, Jim Smith.
It was awesome.
Yes, it was.
Sure was. Well, I don't know what we're going to do with all our cups.
I know.
Young guys. Woo!
They were banging everybody. They were hitting everybody, scoring all the young guns, the young legs. Yes, young guys.
It was
that one killed me.
Woo!
Chucky Banks.
Does it make you nervous that guy's so excited about young guys?
Yeah.
Let's get to the action update. Gotta catch up with the guys in the desert. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls. Also, horrible call last night in the Sharks Vegas Knights finish. Yeah. And it's got a lot of people upset in the NHL today. Why don't we give our 2 cents on that, too? All of it on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org. .com.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
10:54 to go in the third period. Face off one back to Burns. Oh, Pavelski was dropped. He's lying on the ice. And right away they're calling for the athletic therapist. And Pavelski is bleeding.
A 5-minute major was given to Cody Eakin.
With the pass and shoots out Black LeBanc, sends it back across the tree. Now LeBanc with it. Works it back to Eric Carlson. Carlson around. Lucia Tesco. Drops it back to Burns. Shoots it back across the tree. Shoots it. Back is LeBanc at the point. Works his way in. LeBanc works it. He fires.
Kevin LeBanc has got a goal and three assists in 4 minutes. A 3-0 deficit is now a 4-3 lead.
Last night, Game 7. Vegas Golden Knights fall in overtime to the San Jose Sharks. The highlights you just heard. The four goals that were scored in a 5-minute period. Jonathan Marchessault after the game, he wasn't happy with it. Here's his rant. It's making the rounds today.
I mean, I really hope that Joe Pavelski's okay. Obviously, I don't want to see something bad like that happen, but it's a joke. Called 5 minutes for that? That's, why don't you have a hockey replay or something? Change the whole hot comment game. Like, seriously, what is that? It's so disappointing. It's like trying to get involved in the game. The game's not even close. It's 3-0. Call a 2, okay, but a 5 with something you don't even see? You just call the outcome. It's a joke. It's embarrassing. That's what it is.
What did they tell you on the ice as a team?
Oh, he says it looks pretty bad. Ferrell told me it looks pretty bad. Wait, if it looks pretty bad, you clearly do not see it. It's a face-off. It's a push. When probably 50% of the face-off players, when they lose, they give a small cross-check, right? If you want to call the cross-check, call it. It's fine. Like, it's a cross-check. But seriously, like, he falls bad. It's unfortunate. He's like I'm a big fan of Joel Pavelski. Don't get him wrong. He's an awesome player. And he went down, and I really hope he's okay and he's going to come back, but that call, like, changes the whole outcome, changes the whole future of us, of the outcome of this year, and it's a joke. I mean, I would be embarrassed if I was them.
How tough is it going to be knowing that that's the story throughout the entire
season? But it's the same thing with the, what's that football game, the Saints.
Saints.
Changes the whole outcome. Like, obviously human error exists, but it's a fast game for everyone. I think everybody needed extra help, and I think they just got involved in the game, called a bad call, and look where we are. Summer starts 5 months now until game one of the regular season starts.
Oh boy.
Okay, he makes some good points, but I think he's wrong.
Okay, in case you missed it, this is what happened. It was off a face-off. Eakin pushes,
shoves
Pavelski. Yes. Does he cross-check him by letter of the law? Yes.
Yeah, so and another player made contact too. Yeah.
Right, but it wasn't a horrible, horrible penalty.
It wasn't a vicious hit.
It certainly wasn't worthy of the 5 minutes and the misconduct. It just wasn't.
Was that a 1-0 hockey game at that point?
No, it was 3-0.
Oh, really?
3-0 in the third period.
Oh, so you proceeded to give up three straight goals.
Four
to overtime. Correct. That didn't change the outcome of the game. That was a point where the game may have shifted a little, but that didn't end your season. That didn't end your future. You talk about it changed everything, our postseason, the direction we're heading in. You gave up 3 freaking goals after that to put it to overtime.
You were up 3-0, and over the course of the 5 minutes, you then went from being up 3-0 to down 4-3.
Now he's right about
Couture
the call.
Couture scored with at the 9:20 mark. They scored again at 10:09, 12:53, and 13:21, all on that same 5-minute major. Four goals. Yeah, it changed the outcome of the game, all right. The fact that you guys couldn't kill off more than 40 seconds of that power play without getting scored on. Four freaking times.
Yeah, you collapsed.
Totally collapsed.
It's
and
more
by
of a collapse
way,
than them that? Taking advantage of a disadvantage.
I didn't watch the whole overtime. I mean, it was late last night. I mean, this game started at 10 o'clock, a little after 10. So I didn't see any of this that goes down. But I saw the game winner in overtime. I don't know where they were in terms of shift change or anything at that point. Vegas was back in their own zone and pretty much gave up on the play. They just looked totally gassed, no lungs, no legs. The game winner, I don't know what was going on with the Knights at that point, but they were totally disengaged from that play when the game winner was scored. It was done. It's like that. It's like they had pretty much decided it was done, even though they came back to tie the game. And that's why Marchessault is so pissed, because he scored the equalizer with less than a minute left.
But you just take no responsibility by putting that all on the refs.
Right.
You guys gave up four goals in 5 minutes.
We sat here and we criticized the whole end of the Saints game.
That's
but
not
bottom
Saints.
Line,
you that's
had
not
the ball.
A comp to
right.
the Saints.
But it was that was a tighter game, and the Saints had the ball. You had a chance to win that game in overtime. And this is a complete collapse on
so
that.
So there's
part.
Also this other argument.
Makes him look
that
foolish.
This is why, you know, more replay is good. And I would argue that replay is not the problem, or lack of replay in this situation is not the problem. You know what the problem is? Is that the refs didn't see it, and they were afraid to not call something that may have needed to be called. When have you ever, I mean, come on. In this sport, at this time of year, in the third period, when is it that you've ever really gotten on a ref? When is it that a ref has been made out to look really bad for going too light on doling out a penalty in the NHL playoffs in a third period? Cut the crap, guys. Err on the side of not calling it.
Well, they're
really
well. The Toronto fans are pretty upset with Chara, so. You know, let's not.
Oh, what a joke that is, too.
Well, you asked.
Do you even understand that?
No. Who? Which tool bag analyst
so Tavares,
tweeted that out?
Char hits Tavares with a left, with his glove on.
Skimmed him.
It's a scrum.
Boy, you got a glass jaw, don't you?
Everybody's trying to get in a couple of shots in a scrum like that.
And they're calling Char a dirty player up in Toronto today?
Right. Because it looked like it buckled Tavares.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he did get him on the button. Maybe he reached underneath and popped him on the chin.
It is plus hockey up there, though.
And lost his knees.
Yeah, it is
oh, well.
Soft. Whole thing
soft
is soft.
Hockey north of the border.
And Pavelski, you know, to his credit, did go to the ice and was bleeding from the head, you know, and did have to go to the locker room.
I'll give him credit for that.
But
they called the outcome. They did.
Yeah.
They called the outcome.
They're looking
at
a player laying there. They see blood and they call it.
They called what they saw after the play.
It was a reactionary call.
And Marchessault has that part right. They didn't see it.
No.
And they admitted they didn't see it.
The cross check was bad after the face-off. It's the other player that spins him and turns him and puts him down onto the ice that really caused the damage. So it doesn't matter who goes off the ice. Somebody's off for 5 minutes. I still go back to I cannot believe they allowed four goals during that five-minute stretch. I can't believe it.
We have got something to root for in the NHL playoffs now, and it is this, a Bruins-Sharks Stanley Cup final.
No. Yeah. I would have preferred a Bruins-Knights.
I would
Stanley
prefer Bruins-Knights okay, because of our road trip.
Okay, that's over. That ended last night, so now we have something new to root for.
Shark versus Bear.
Shark versus Bear in the NHL Stanley Cup final. It'll finally be decided.
It depends. Long as the Bear doesn't get in the water.
I think it would have been more fun to maybe head out to Vegas.
We all agree on that, Hardy. We're not disagreeing with you.
Gamble,
those two
boy.
Games. Let it go.
It's got nothing to do with gambling.
Let it go.
It's Bob Seger style. See some old friends. Good for the soul. Hollywood Knights. In this case, Vegas Knights.
Yeah,
Vegas
let it go.
Golden
it's
Knights.
Over.
Oh, my God.
We had a bet check.
We could have redone the song.
It's over. You got to let it go.
We had a bet check.
So
that
in
night?
The in we'll letting that go, we've got to root for something new.
John.
And that will be the San Jose Bruins final. Because it also sort of has, you know, it could be some fun. It could be some fun.
Oh, it's got some personal
Sharks versus
stuff
Bear, but it's got the Joe Thornton angle, too.
Yeah.
Land Shark.
Not going to San Jose, though, I can tell you that.
Yeah, gross. No thanks.
No, all set gross.
With that. Armpit of California.
Yep. All set doing that.
Bakersfield's the a-hole. San Jose is the armpit. Sacto is some kind of a sweat gland somewhere in between.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Jump on board. Let's get to your calls and reaction on the Bruins and their win last night and the game that Tuukka Rask had for the Boston Bruins. We will do that. Also coming up, we have another guy that put off the board at 12:50. We did our first one yesterday, Hollywood Brown, off the board. Another guy the Patriots should not touch. Zoe will give us his name. That's it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B.com.
Touchdown!
Got it!
Don't be left out.
You know the hot take.
These stupid all-star
games. He still made those plays.
They now have shown they can win.
Everything Boston Sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now
centered by Rask, a stop by Matthews, point blank.
Marner shoots.
Rask the save, rebound. Rask able to stop the return from Mitch Marner, who's denied.
Marner over the line near side. Goes rink wide. Centered out in front. Hyman the step on Rask.
He drove it at the near post. Slid across, made the save.
Tuukka Rask, the story last night for the Bruins as they extinguish the Leafs. Bye-bye, Toronto. I hate to be a Toronto Maple Leafs fan and watch that year in and year out. How about Squid Square up there last night?
What about your toll bags?
Oh.
What, you don't have any women fans?
Oh.
Like old dude fest?
Oh, no. There
bring
we
your
are.
Scarves. Oh.
There we are again.
Faithful fans dumping out.
Losers once again.
What was that one year? Like, we didn't lose that bad.
Losers bad. Again here in Toronto.
Oh, boy.
Losers again. Mr. Bones. Losers, losers, losers. Mm. I want to say thanks to Causeway Restaurant and Bar. Brought by lunch today here at the Sports Hub.
Good pork.
Here's what's funny to me. How did it take this long? And they're sort of one of the newer establishments on Causeway Street, right?
Yeah.
How is it that no one used the name before Causeway Restaurant and Bar came around? Good for you. Way to seize that opportunity.
Yeah, you kind of understand where the location is.
Right? You know exactly where it is. It's on Causeway Street. CausewayBoston.com is their website. Great spot if you're going to one of the games coming up, whether it be Bruins, Celtics, award-winning barbecue right across the street from the Garden. They got event space there, food and beverage options. If you're looking for a private party, check them out online, CausewayBoston.com. Good name.
Like the name.
Good name. Big fan of the name. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Brandon, who's in Linfield. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, Zoe and Beetle? Great to be on.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Actually, just want to mention real quick, funny you guys mentioned the leaf blowers. We actually had a lot of fun. I was with that group, a couple 18-volt batteries on them. Huh. Blew them right out of the city. It was great.
Sure you did.
Yeah. Lithium ion action.
Nice force, huh?
Yeah, nice Ribix leaf blower. It was real nice. We had two of them. Nice. But anyway, let me get to the Bruins. Game 7, the atmosphere outside TD Garden, inside TD Garden was absolutely electric. You know, I was asking people, who do you think is going to be the biggest difference? I got the obvious answers, Pasta, Marchand, Bergeron. You think any of these people even knew who Nordstrom was, let alone thought he was going to score? I love seeing effort out of him, Johansson, Corrali, Coyle, and it makes me think, I remember Felger and Maz, it looked like they had, like Marcus Johansson had five heads when we traded for him. We got him and Coyle instead of guys like Panarin on the Blue Jackets or even a Wayne Simmons. So how important are these fourth liners going to be in this series against Columbus? Because you got guys like Panarin, Boone Jenner, great forwards, and another great goalie in Bobrovsky.
So I hope it doesn't come down to the fourth line. That's how I always feel about it. Yes, last night was great getting production from those guys. You needed it, obviously. But if I have, you know, my preference, and I think most fans' preference,
yeah,
Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, Krejci, those guys, that's what I want to see the goals from. And then, yeah, the Corrales of the world have at it. I mean, yeah. I love what they were able to bring. The energy that that fourth line has when Corrali returned in this series was fabulous.
If you're crossing your fingers and one of your key talking points going into any series is the hope of the fourth line, I think you already got some problems there, meaning your top lines aren't responding. They're not scoring. As this top line goes, you go. That's what you hope on. You hope those guys catch fire. You hope the Pastrnak's better in this round than he was in the first round. You hope Bergeron's healthy. You know, Krejci's really not dealing with something physically because, you know, he'll miss a skate or two because it's a maintenance day. You worry about the high-end type guys than you do more so than the fourth line. Fourth line's nice to keep it going, keep that energy up, and anything they give you is gravy on it. That's the way I always look at the fourth line. Going back to the old lines, those Merlot lines and all that, the high glass line, you know, whatever you want to call them. You know, that shouldn't be a priority heading into any series. That's your defenseman and your goalie. I mean, if we're prioritizing this thing as the fourth line's going to carry you, I think you already got some problems heading into it, which I don't think they have.
Their fourth line can support. Fourth line can go out there and...
Don't F it up, and if you give us something, it's, you know, it's better.
I mean, last night was an anomaly. I mean, you got five different goal scorers last night. Pastrnak and Marchand were not among them.
No, and I mean, you're sitting here, the coach isn't sitting there looking at it, like, oh, I don't know, this fourth line, we should elevate some of these guys to the other line.
It's great, and I'm glad it worked out, and I'm glad everybody contributed, but that's not a recipe for success going forward, I wouldn't think. You're going to need your top line guys to contribute, and they showed it in this series. It's not totally gone. It's not like they're in some kind of, inescapable slump. But don't think that going forward you're going to win a ton of games by having Nordstrom and Johansson scoring your goals for you.
Paulie is in the truck. What do you got for us today, Paulie?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Listen, they got four lines that can score hottie, and it's not going to be the same line every night. You know, human beings just don't behave that way. You just can't count on a certain line to be productive. Everybody's got to pull their share in this game. You should know that. You're from Detroit.
Yeah, Hardy, wake up.
I want to get yesterday.
Paulie, do you think it's sustainable I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think it's sustainable for the Bruins to keep going and not get consistent production out of the likes of Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak?
As long as everybody gets their chances, Hardy, the puck's going to eventually go in. You know, it's kind of a numbers game. It's percentages. Marchand had plenty of chances last night, but.
I agree.
He should have buried some of them.
It's okay. I mean, he was somewhere right on. They made some. He made
it's
some
okay because they won, but it's not okay going forward. You need them to score.
Listen, it is. If you got four lines that can put the puck in the net anytime they step on the ice.
No, because okay. I don't think you do have four lines that are consistently going to produce the way you saw your depth guys produce last night. They pretty much have all year.
You know, except for the third line, but they kind of figured that out with Coyle. Now they got Coleman on board. I love Coleman. You know, he forced that goal by Johansson last night. He went down deep, got that puck, forced that turnover. We did that in Toronto, too. Same thing. And Krejci ended up scoring. But, Joe, I want to square up with you about yesterday. Before I made that call, I want to let you know that I thought to myself, I said, well, either Zolak's pulling my chain and busting my chops on this, he's all about business. And if he's about business, he's probably right that I had a cup in my hand because Zolak has a photographic memory. I know that about you. I've heard that about you.
He challenged my memory on it. Yeah.
It looks like a soda cup. It looks like some sort of cup.
And I actually defended you and said, you know, I saw the white cup. It is a white cup, and I thought it was a Styrofoam Dunkin' Donuts cup.
Because
there was one
Wendy's
a block away
it was
from.
A Wendy's cup.
Wendy's nuts.
That cup came all the way from Decatur. I was staying in the hood in Decatur.
Well, the whole place was the hood.
I had to take the train to Decatur and then take the bus about 15, 20 minutes into Decatur. Okay, I know people that are from there. They said, wow, you were down in the hood. I said, yeah. I said, me and Kenny were the only two white people there. But that was all right by me. I'm from the city. I'm from Jamaica Plain. Kenny's from Cambridge. We don't care.
Mean Street's
a jacket. We had a good time.
Were you carrying a jacket or were you wearing the jacket?
You're wearing the jacket and you had a Wendy's cup.
No, when I came in, I was wearing a jacket, but I took it off.
Oh, you did when you sat down and talked to me, right?
I was looking for a place to set it down.
I videoed you the whole time. I mean,
I came up the driveway when I put my bags down. Came up the driveway. I knew how to get in town. Tried to start working on getting tickets for me and Kenny. Kenny wasn't coming until Friday.
Who
it was on
Kenny?
Me. Had to get to work. But when you said it was a Dunkin' Donuts cup, I knew that wasn't true. I don't think drinking Dunkin' Donuts, and I wasn't drinking. I knew I wasn't drinking, so I had to disagree with you. I had to call you on it. So when you come up the
okay, all right, we're gonna stop it there because that's enough of that story. It's settled.
He hadn't gotten to his point
yet. It's settled.
I wanted to hear more about the hood.
It is settled. It's over.
Yeah, it's settled. I have photographic evidence. I'm going to tweet out right now of the kind of cup he was holding. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I just like that he's still convinced he took his jacket off.
You know, he's wearing the jacket in the picture.
Of course he's wearing the jacket.
That's unfortunate. We need to take a guy off the board. Day two of off the board. You've heard of the Felgrimaz big board. They're putting guys on the board. For the Patriots to draft, we're telling you who the Patriots, under no circumstance, should draft. We'll take another player off the board. Yesterday it was Hollywood Brown. Zoe has a name for us, and I believe it's a quarterback.
Yep.
We're going to take a quarterback off the board for the Pats.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Smoke some pot in Amsterdam. When it was the Jones Station. Splat Crows.
I just like to Counting Crows on this.
Crows.
I would just like to compare our draft coverage in this segment, which we call Off the Board. Zone Beatles off the board. We're taking them off the board. Yeah, we're rooting for another team, not named the Patriots, to draft these guys.
There's actually a science behind what we do and a study to it. Not, we don't just throw things against the wall.
So I don't know if it's an exact science, but it's definitely more scientific than just throwing things at the magazine.
The TV created perfect. The dartboard.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. You want to miss the board on these picks.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we presented to you Hollywood Brown. And just to contrast what we're saying about the draft prospects versus what the draft gurus are saying. Here's Todd McShay just yesterday on that same guy that we want the Patriots to stay away from. Here are his thoughts on Hollywood Brown.
Give me the Marquise Brown breakdown. Are we talking Oklahoma, the offense, the numbers are like the production is massive. I know there's the foot issue.
Yeah, Liz Frank injury, 166 pounds. He's going to fall into the 20s. I'm told there's a possibility out of the first round. But I'm all in. My chips are all in on Marquise Brown. He's the best wide receiver in this class. He's the fastest. It's hard to explain. The combination of quickness and speed is better than any receiver that I've ever evaluated. That's the best way I can put it.
Jesus,
I would take him.
Whoa. Yeah, say that again? Wait a minute.
The combination of quickness and speed. So like the vertical ability, but then also combined with the ability to get off the press because he's so agile. And to create yards after the catch, Marquise Brown is the best wide receiver I've ever evaluated with that combination of speed and quickness.
Terrific. Let him do it for another team. Not the New England Patriots. Get him out of here. Get him off the board.
Good for you.
Good for you, Tom.
Right.
Quick as fast as blah, blah, blah.
How many times you beat the Chiefs?
I don't want him.
How many times you beat the Chiefs last year? Twice.
Please.
Who they got? Tyreek Hill.
Please. Think I want that. Get out of here with that guy. Marquise Hollywood Brown, bye. Go go to another team. I will celebrate when he does. All right, so that was our first off-the-board candidate yesterday. But today, we have someone new. It is a quarterback. Zoe, who is it?
It is Daniel Jones from Duke. Don't want the Patriots to touch him. I think he's a guy that could potentially fall somewhere there in the late 20s. Not definitively a number one. Some people have him going in the first round. Some people have him going in the second. The more and more you watch this guy, and you go and you watch some of the highlights, and I hear all the stuff, the Cutcliffe stuff from down at Duke, and how he's patterned everything after Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. This guy looks like Eli Manning. Of the 22 potential quarterbacks that could be drafted in this draft and doing evaluations on him, he ranks near dead last in marginal efficiency, which is yards per attempt. He ranks 20th in passer rating and efficiency, which is towards the bottom. And against Virginia, three career games against Virginia, this guy, 50% completion percentage against Virginia with a 3 touchdowns to 9 interception ratio.
How long have we been doing this?
Do you want
show?
The next guy? Do you want the next guy to take over after Tom Brady to not even be able to beat Virginia?
This aren't
4.5 years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been sitting next to him for coming up on 10.
He's a different cat because everybody's starting to talk about it.
The answer is no.
He's Duke. He went to Duke. He's got to be smart. He's got 37 on his Wunderlich test. Give me Will Greer who got 30 on the Wunderlich. Give me 7.
I've never seen
7 points fewer on the Wunderlich. I beat him by 6 points on the Wunderlich. Okay? How about that? I still take Will Greer.
You've got handwritten notes there. Do you?
Notes.
Never seen
that. I don't even need.
Never seen it.
I got to do all access tomorrow night live from the stadium. They want me to pick a guy. It ain't that guy.
We have broken new ground on Zolak and Bertrand.
All that because is of a ground. Quarterback from Duke.
Come in here. Take this guy's job.
That guy is off the board. Let me give you this.
You know how much
report.
He hates him when he takes notes.
Oh, he's taking notes. He must despise the man.
They back up my points.
All right. Here's the Bleacher Report story on Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, they write, is the chicken quesadilla of quarterback prospects.
Have you ever had a good chicken quesadilla? Really?
Yeah,
I've had some delightful.
I've had
chicken
some great
quesadillas.
Chicken quesadillas.
So what are they saying about chicken quesadillas?
If you order the chicken quesadilla when dining out, it typically means you showed up for happy hour hungry and unsure about what you wanted.
And you're also cheap.
I mean, yeah. I suppose that's possible, but there have been many times where I've gone directly for the chicken quesadilla. They write, few people ever actually crave a chicken quesadilla.
Bingo.
For most of us, it's a safe default selection on any appetizer menu. Non-threatening, adequately satisfying, and unlikely to gross you out, but not exactly the highlight of your evening.
You know what? Just make sure. If you're going to draft a chicken quesadilla, make sure you draft sour cream number one overall, because you could dip that thing in sour cream and you could eat it, and that just covers up all the bad stuff.
They say that is Jones. He's the chicken quesadilla, the former Duke quarterback who's been generating first-round buzz since late in the college season and is now being
linked. Well, he's smart. He went to Duke, so that counts for something.
Is now being linked to several teams at the top of the draft board. That is Daniel Jones. Take him off the board.
I don't want him. I don't want him.
Zoe's a no? I'll go along with it, sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm more confident in my no than you were in your no yesterday.
All right, then.
Did you watch him play?
Guys off the
have
board.
You watched
yeah,
him
yeah,
play?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Watch how stiff he looks. You know, he reminds me of not Peyton. He reminds me of Eli. You want Eli? You want a poor version of Eli?
Most of the time, no.
A couple Super Bowls.
Sometimes, yes.
Who did he beat?
I'm saying it looks like, to me, it looks like modern day. He looks like modern day Eli right now.
Oh, today Eli. Because you know Eli, what I don't like 07 Eli.
You know what I don't like?
11 Eli. He's pretty good.
You know what I don't like? I think he's watched too much of Peyton and he's around Cutcliffe to where he pumps the feet. Like when he's back there in the pocket, the feet move, the feet move, the feet move. Like, I'm unsure. Give me a guy who stabs that foot, drives off that foot, and sticks the ball somewhere. Can he throw a skinny post? I don't know. Doesn't look like to me he could drive the ball. He lays the ball.
You know, you could have gone to Duke.
Yeah, I could have went to Duke. My mother cried when I didn't go to Duke. She's probably watching right now all angry.
I thought your mother cried when you didn't go to Harvard.
No. Harvard's never going to happen. Like, they weren't winning, and they had to pull some strings to be a full ride.
Oh.
Because it's Ivy League. They don't really give.
And you don't need that hassle.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going to Harvard.
Your parents had to take pictures of you posing you as a football player? I mean, what, you had to pull strings that way?
No.
Pay a bunch of money?
They said, well, we can't give help. I mean, we're an Ivy League school. I'm like, what, then your number one kid coming out of the state of Pennsylvania, you're not going to go to Harvard. You better put me on a full ride. Well, you got to get accepted first before you recruit you. So I got accepted to Harvard. Yep.
I don't. That's
Duke was pretty, though. I thought about Duke.
So you think?
Love that campus. Beautiful. Saw some good games down at Cameron Indoor, too. That was fun getting recruited.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Back when ACC basketball mattered.
Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore?
Yeah, not like it did. It's like the rivalries aren't there. Not the same.
Oh, because Maryland's in the Big Ten now.
Shut up, Jim. And Len Bias died. Yep.
There you go.
But he was talking about Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always gone back to his time at Maryland, though, and when it.
Duke, Carolina. Yeah. Oh, Duke, Kentucky.
Speaking of which, do you know what was on last night?
What?
Around 4 o'clock? The movie that made you want to go to Maryland. Oh, I even videotaped a part of it, but I didn't send it to you.
St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire. With Rob Lowe wearing the Batman shirt, playing sax up on stage.
So when you say
that's
you rock. Videotaped
that's rock.
It.
That's rock.
When you videotaped it, did you put that on your VHS?
I recorded it on my phone. There's no tape.
Well, it's funny. Is a lot of people know that story.
You know what I meant.
Some of the other people I work with other stuff that have kids, they're at Maryland touring the campus with their kids because they're potentially going to go there next year. Kids are seniors. And both of them filmed the main entry to where they're driving up Frat Row in the drive, and they had St. Elmo's Fire cranking in the background, the theme song.
Did you hear Fred Tutcher? Did you hear Fred Tutcher telling his Rob Lowe St. Elmo's Fire story this morning?
No.
About how he cried at the last episode of The Wonder Years, him and his fraternity brothers. And
what?
What was that? Rich asked, and he said, well, I had already graduated, but I had come back for like a week, and I went... As bad as this story was, it's Billy.
Billy, you're
hanging
back.
Out.
Yeah, man. We need a good drug dealer.
Hanging out at the fraternity house after he's already graduated, all hungover watching the Wonder Years.
So Fred
Years
went
together.
Back to his frat house after he graduated
Fred was Billy.
To watch the Wonder Years finale during which he cried?
Well, it was on the next morning. He said they, you know, been partying for a couple of days, but they all sat around and cried.
Could there anything be more miscast, though? Billy hitting on that heavy girl? What's her name? Well, Howie was...
The
guy that she got hooked up with.
Well, she got a new K car.
She did. She was, yeah.
Oh, man.
Man.
1 o'clock hour is here. 90 seconds, no commercials. Hardy with the headlines. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.